With Chime's secure credit card, you can start improving your credit scores with everyday purchases and regular on-time payments. Get started at chime.com/build.
The Chime Credit Builder Visa Credit Card is issued by Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Results may vary. See chime.com for details. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
I have decided to resign from the board to run for the recently vacated District 2 Commission seat. I can only hope that I've made a positive impact on this board and CCSD in my brief time as the District 2 representative.
Back in December, mid-December, if memory serves, the announcement from Karina Gallagher leaving her seat on the Clark County School Board to make a run for a seat on the Athens-Clark County Commission. Let me again go back and set the stage here, and then we'll talk with Karina Gallagher. Mariah Parker, Athens-Clark County Commission, District 2. Surprising to most of us, September or thereabouts, first part of September, her resignation from the Athens-Clark County Commission, setting in motion a kind of convoluted chain of events that leads us to where we are today. Actually began even earlier with that, or earlier than that, with the redistricting that forced Commissioner Melissa Link off the commission. She's in District 3, but they drew her into an even numbered district. She couldn't run for re-election. But Mariah Parker resigns. Melissa Link says, okay, I'll run in the special election, which is going to take place in less than a month, March 21st, with early voting starting Monday of next week. Had a candidate qualifying, only the two of them, Melissa Link and Karina Gallagher, qualifying to run. Karina Gallagher in studio with us this morning. By the way, the open invitation, Melissa Link will extend that invitation. Reach out to her if she wants to come join us. Obviously, she is more than welcome. But Karina Gallagher in this morning. Thanks for your time this morning.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
The decision to leave the school board, you weren't there long. How long?
So right at 2 years, okay. In December.
So, and you ran and won that seat, and now deciding that this is more to your, I don't want to say liking, but you see an opportunity for service on the Athens-Clark County Commission. You tell me, step us through that process. Why leave one post and seek another?
So as a school board member, when I ran for school board, I was thinking I was going to be able to make this huge impact on students and student learning in our community. And I quickly learned that as a school board member, I'm very limited in what I'm able to do in regards to helping students thrive in school. And a lot of the issues that our students face are rooted in community-based issues. And so I think as a servant, as a commissioner, I have a greater capacity to serve students by addressing the issues in our community so that it's easier for them to learn when they get to school.
Okay, so in your mind, you're still thinking about students. You're still thinking about education. You're suggesting, if I understand you correctly, that the better platform for you anyway might be a seat behind the rail at City Hall as opposed to the central office on Prince Avenue.
Absolutely.
How so? Step us through how you think that might work.
So as a person who's always been engaged in community, learning about the programs and resources, navigating systems, I can use my competencies to help the commission, one, build bridges and community, but also work with people who have a more broad experience in this community and skill set to improve our community.
You know, you mentioned building bridges. That's an excuse for me to tell a story that goes back now several years. I don't know how long, 15, 20 years ago. I attended a meeting. It was a joint meeting between, and again, this is many years ago.
Okay.
It was a joint meeting between the Athens-Clark County Commission and the Clark County School Board. And I was struck as I was in the room and I was just watching, and I was struck by how many folks walked up and introduced themselves to each other. I'm like, wait a minute, you're on the Athens-Clark County Commission. You're on the Clark County School. Y'all ought to know each other. This ought not be an introduction, but they didn't know each other. Those were bridges that weren't built then. I don't know what the status is now. You tell me.
So there is an agreement to meet between the commission and school board currently, and that happens about twice a year. Mm-hmm. And it is still more of an introduction kind of thing. Yeah. And that could be in part that there's always like new representatives.
Sure.
But I think as elected officials, we should do do a better job of communicating and working together. Because
well, here's a place where, and let's jump into this pool for a moment, okay. Karina Gallagher, candidate for a seat on the Athens-Clarke County Commission. Here's a place where they actually do have to work together. This business about the mall redevelopment, the tax allocation district proposal that's out there. What's the figure? $189 million or whatever it is.
Million.
That would be plowed back into that redevelopment. The Clarke County School Board has a voice in that. They have a couple of folks on that committee, along with a couple of Athens-Clarke County commissioners, and they've been meeting, and the commission kicking it down the road for another couple of weeks might bring this in for a landing in a couple of weeks. But there's a place where the two of them on one of the largest economic development issues in our history, frankly, is being discussed. A long way to ask a short question. Where, if anywhere, are you on that?
So I love the idea of revitalizing a space, especially our mall that is underused. And I love that in the plan there's a focus on making the area welcoming to everyone, including putting more trees, which I appreciate. I have heard from constituents who said they're concerned about property taxes. I think we have our pros and cons with development, but I absolutely think that this development in general will be a good thing for Athens.
Would you vote for it? If you'd been at City Hall, or if you're at City Hall in a couple of weeks, if you're on the commission now, would this be a yes vote from you? And actually, I say vote. I think about three votes they have to take. But in general, where are you?
So I think that we absolutely need a community benefits plan that works. I understand that only the lawyers are working on that, but also at a school board meeting I watched a school board meeting, mm-hmm. where the attorney said that there is not a financial plan, financial study, and I would like to see if there's no financial study, then how can the developer say that it's not feasible for us to have 20% affordable units versus the 10% that they're proposing for an extended amount of time?
Karina Gallagher, candidate for a seat on the Athens-Clarke County Commission. Again, the special election, now less than a month away, the 21st, which is a month from yesterday, 21st of March, with early voting starting Monday of next week, you folks in District 2. The briefest of breaks, back with more. Classics of Today, WG.
A run request for the board is that we trust but verify. You do not have to get into operations to hold our district accountable to the children we are charged with educating. Nothing changes if nothing changes. If institutions can build jail cells based on third grade reading scores, there is no reason we should avoid evaluating our superintendent on reading scores.
Well, Sash, she was leaving the Clarke County School Board last December, announcing a campaign for a seat on the Athens-Clarke County Commission. She's in studio with us. We'll continue our conversation with Karina Gallagher. Karina Gallagher versus Melissa Link, special election, March 21st. A month from yesterday, with the early voting starting Monday next week, Athens-Clarke County Commission District 2, the seat there up for grabs. Back up, who is Karina Gallagher besides the aforementioned school board? I learned something I didn't know, a radio veteran yourself, and what else? Tell me the story. You're from Athens, so you didn't come here like I did. You're from here. Brief background. Who are you? What do you do?
So I am from Athens. I graduated from Clarke Central in 2003, and I immediately got involved in some community initiatives. At the time, it was Partners for a Prosperous Athens,
I remember that.
And there was a teen pregnancy prevention task force that was mainly run by the health department. And as a teen parent, I wanted to get engaged because I just like getting engaged. Mm-hmm. And from there, I've been able to engage with organizations over the years, serve on boards and committees. I was the Family Connection Coordinator in Oglethorpe County for a while. I served as a home visitor with Prevent Child Abuse Athens, now Bright Pass, and went on to open my own business as a child care provider. And so, it's on temporary closure so I can run my campaign.
Okay.
But a small business owner and child care provider, always been a champion for children and this community, so...
Well, I mean, and I'm sorry to ask the question this way, but you have time to be in Athens Clark County. That's a lot of stuff on your plate already.
So I have a lot of experience with these things. That doesn't mean that my plate is all the way full.
So a little more room there. All right. Dive back into some of the issues. Just before the break there, you were discussing affordable housing as a component of the mall redevelopment proposal out there. Let's talk about affordable housing in general. That's something that's been discussed for as long as I've been here. I don't know what kind of dent we've made in it. Some of the things that have been done with some of the more recent developments, the inclusionary zoning, as it's called. First of all, are you a proponent of that?
Inclusionary zoning. So I think that inclusionary zoning is one of the many areas I have heard people talk about, but have not seen the full realization of what it could be.
Well, again, as is proposed with the mall, and as has been done already in a couple of places around town, you tell the developer, hey, Tim, you want to build on, I don't know, 100 acres or whatever.
Right.
Okay, but you're going to set aside a certain number of your units, and mostly we're talking about townhouse, condo-type settings. A certain number of those are going to be price-pointed by way of being more rather than less affordable. Oh, you wanted to sell all these for, I don't know, $500,000 or whatever. Some of these you're going to sell for half that price to reach, and I'm just making up the numbers,
right,
but you kind of get the point there. Is that an appropriate role for government?
I think that government making sure that the citizens in which they serve, especially one like ours, where we have a larger number of lower income families, I think we should absolutely participate in that process.
Talk about crime, policing in Athens. We have what is effectively a police oversight board, the public safety oversight, whatever they call that board there. I think they met again last night, I think. But what's your view of the state of crime and punishment in Athens?
I'm excited about the Citizens Oversight Committee.
Thank you.
And I think that it's important for community members to have input on all things government, and an opportunity to engage in that decision-making process, I think, is critical, especially if we want to have a thriving community.
Do we have a problem, in your estimation, with police, who, because there were a couple of folks, one of them who did represent District 2, Mariah Parker, were looking to defund the police in Athens, had that proposal out there, cut the budget in half over a 10-year period or whatever it was. You support anything at all like that? There's other words that are used, reimagining as opposed to defunding. Where are you on all that?
So I am for holding our police department accountable, our county as a whole accountable, but also making sure that we include the resources that are needed to best serve our community. And that includes making sure that we have mental health professionals available to work with our police officers to better serve our community.
Have you seen examples of that where perhaps more of that mental health professionals on scene, or at least at the disposal of the Athens Clark County Police Department, where they may, in some example or other, may have been helpful in ways that they weren't?
I have. So I went through the Citizens Police Academy, and I think they have a new name for it now. And I was able to do ride-alongs, and the one ride-along that I did go on to, a mental health professional was called to help address the issue. So I've kind of seen the benefits of it firsthand.
All right, without obviously naming names or anything, but can you give us a little more on that? What was that experience?
So it was pretty... I think it was pretty exciting for me just to see the de-escalation process. There was a family, there was a mom, she had gotten into a fight or something, and then she came home, her son was really upset, and the police were called, and when we got there, the officer that I was with called for additional help because he recognized that him being there in uniform was like further escalating
throwing some gas on the fire.
Yeah. So, and the other person came, and I don't know where they came from. I just remember that.
As someone you would characterize as a mental health professional.
Right. And helped to de-escalate the situation. No one was arrested. They took the information, and then it was okay.
So an intense situation when you arrived that was better by the time you left.
Right.
Again, Karina Gallagher, candidate for a seat on the Athens-Clarke County Commission. The election less than a month away. The early voting that'll start Monday of next week. District 2, where were you at all the whole redistricting battle? We're here because, in large part, of the redistricting, the way the commission was redrawn, the commission lines redrawn by those Republicans, those rascally Republicans in the Athens legislative delegation. As we said, redrew Melissa Link right out of her district. I say her district, the district that she represented. And it's impacting you and your race. You ran in District 2 to get that seat on the Clarke County School Board. I gather that there's not a whole lot of overlap between that district and the one you seek to represent now. So tell me where you were on that whole process.
So I was on the school board, and so the maps for the school board did not change drastically. And now that the maps have changed, you're right, there is very little of the old District 2 in the new District 2, which is... And the district is kind of spans Athens from the east side all the way to the west side, ending right at Beach Haven.
Well, actually, it's kind of, as I look at it, it kind of looks a lot like the old District 3 that Melissa Link represented. In other words, a lot of her, quote-unquote, her voters are there now, waiting for her in what is the new 2, as opposed to fewer of yours, Rock Springs and maybe not a whole lot else.
Rock Springs was not in the old 2, more of the North Avenue, the area. So the new District 2 is 2, 3, and 5.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's kind of all over the place.
That concern you politically? I mean, this is about you getting more votes than her. Does that concern you as a political matter?
Not at all. I've always remained optimistic about my opportunities, and I think that just getting out and letting people know that I'm running will hopefully motivate people to get out and vote.
Yeah, what about that? Because I mentioned this to people, for all the fuss and bother, that people, wait a minute, there's an election? I mean, do you find yourself reminding people that, yeah, there's an election?
Yes. So what I found most is, one, people don't know that there's a special election going on. Two, that a lot of people don't know that the lines have been redrawn and they're now in District 2. But more often than not, I find people that don't even know what a commissioner is.
Mm. And so it becomes a two-part problem then. I've already explained to them, A, there's an election. B, here's why it matters. And, oh, by the way, vote for me.
Right.
How's that part of it going? I mean, you've run and won. I suppose it feels a whole lot better than running and losing. But what do you like? What do you think about campaigning as something? You seem to be an outgoing person, and I don't think anybody's called you an introvert. I think you're one of those folks that mind getting out and meeting folks. And so probably campaigning, I'm guessing, is something that to some extent you probably like.
So I enjoy talking to people. Campaigning is a whole different stress level. And the major difference that I'm experiencing is when I ran during COVID. So knocking on doors was not
something you did. Yeah.
Right. And most of the campaign was virtual. Mm. And with this one, it's a lot more, getting out to meet people and fundraising, which I didn't realize was a, I just thought that was for, Senate or president. And I'm learning that even on a local level, although it irks my nerves, raising money is important, even if it is to pay for flyers that are going to ultimately end up in the trash.
A good friend of mine ran congressional campaigns for years quite successfully, and he was talking about that. He said, a lot of people talk about and complain about money in politics, and there's too much, and people have to ask for money. He said, I think it's a good thing, because as a candidate, and he'd worked with a number of them, successful and otherwise, said it humbles the candidate. You have to go ask somebody to give you money so that you can go out and look for votes. I don't know. How do you find that?
I find it a character building experience. It is a character building experience for sure. It's not something that I enjoy, nor is it something that I'm good at. However, if there is a program or initiative or anything for kids, I don't mind asking anyone for money.
There you go. Online, any place? Got any kind of online presence for your campaign?
So I do. So my website is Gallagher, D2 for District 2 Commission. .com.
Go there, make a contribution, and she would tell you to go and vote early starting Monday of next week or on the 21st election day proper in District 2. Corinna Gallagher, best of luck out there. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Yeah, you.